Now, while the Blessed One was alone in retreat, this thought arose in him. This law that I have attained is profound and hard to see, hard to discover. It is the most peaceful and superior goal of all, not attainable by mere ratiocination, subtle for the wise to experience. But this generation relies on attachment, relishes attachment, delights in attachment. It is hard for such a generation to see this truth, that is to say, specific conditionality, dependent arising. And it is hard to see this truth, that is to say, stilling of all formations, relinquishing of the essentials of existence, exhaustion of craving, fading of lust, cessation, nibbana. And if I taught the law, others would not understand me, and that would be wearying and troublesome for me. Thereupon, there came to him spontaneously these stanzas, never heard before. Enough of teaching of the law that even I found hard to reach, for it will never be perceived by those that live in lust and hate. Men died in lust, and whom a cloud of darkness laps, will never see what goes against the stream is subtle, deep and hard to see, abstruse. Considering thus, his mind favored inaction and not teaching the law. Then it occurred to Brahma Sahampati, the ruler of 1,000 worlds, who became aware in his mind of the thought in the Blessed One's mind, the world will be lost, the world will be utterly lost, for the mind of the Perfect One, accomplished and fully enlightened One, favors inaction and not teaching the Dhamma. Then, as soon as a strong man might extend his flexed arm, Brahma Sahampati vanished from the Brahma world and appeared before the Blessed One. He arranged his robe on one shoulder as a sign of respect, and putting his right knee on the ground and raising his hands, palms together towards the Blessed One, he said, Lord, let the Blessed One teach the law. Let the Sublime One teach the law. There are creatures with little dust on their eyes and who are wasting through not hearing the law. Some of them will gain final knowledge of the law. When Brahma Sahampati had said this, he said further, in Magadha, which is where the Buddha attained enlightenment, in Magadha there has appeared till now impure law thought out by men still stained. Open the deathless gateway. Let them hear the law of the Immaculate, the law the Immaculate has found. Ascend, O sage, the tower of the law. And just as one sees all the folk around who stand upon a pile of solid rock, survey, O sorrowless, all-seeing sage, this human breed engulfed in sorrowing that birth has at its mercy and old age. Arise, O hero, victor, knowledge-bringer, free from all doubt, and wander in the world. Proclaim the law, for some, O Blessed One, will understand. The Blessed One listened to Brahma Sahampati's pleading. Out of compassion for creatures, he surveyed the world with the eye of an enlightened one, just as in a pond of blue, red, or white lotuses, some lotuses that are born and grow in the water thrive immersed in the water without coming up out of it, and some other lotuses that are born and grow in the water rest on the water's surface. And some other lotuses that are born and grow in the water come right up out of the water and stand clear, unwetted by it. So too he saw creatures with little dust on their eyes, or with much dust on their eyes, with keen faculties and dull faculties, with good qualities and bad qualities, easy to teach and hard to teach, and some who dwelt seeing fear in the other world, and blame as well. When he had seen, he replied, "Wide open are the portals of the deathless. Let those who hear show faith. If I was minded to tell not the sublime law I know, 'twas that I saw vexation in the telling." Then Brahma Sahampati thought, "I have made it possible for the law to be taught by the Blessed One." And after he had paid homage to him, keeping him on his right, he vanished at once.